Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to GatewayBuickGMC.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at GatewayBuickGMC.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 215 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She's Julie Dobbs. We should be together, but we are not together because Sweet Anna had to go to the hospital last night.
Yes, Jules. She had to go to the hospital again. So thank y'all for adapting.
Of course, family first.
Yeah, and I love that we have this remote option when we get in a bind.
Yeah, and we're still in the Coppola Studios. Look.
Yes.
Look.
Coppola. Oh, yeah, look at you. Here.
Look at me.
I like it.
They're both You've full. Got
wine on either side of your head. It's beautiful.
But I do have a screw top ready just in case.
Just in case you need it.
You can grab it off the shelf and pull it in. Okay. Anyway, yes. Welcome inside the remote Coppola Studios. Tell us about Anna.
Oh, she's good. She just got sick yesterday, which shouldn't be that big of a deal, but we're trying to navigate this asthma thing. And it turns out it's virus-induced asthma. We have the inhalers at home, but they weren't helping enough. They weren't really doing anything with her breathing. And so her breathing was getting really fast again, and she was really lethargic and, like, just struggling. So we called the nurse hotline for our doctor, and they were like, she needs to see somebody. And I was like, well, could somebody come to our house? And they were like, no. She needs to, like, be hooked up to the breathing, to the machine and all that. So back to Children's Medical Center emergency room. So we saved a trip compared to last time, because last time I stopped at the one close to me and then they had to do the ambulance all the way there, which I've learned not to do. That's my PSA. It's like, go to the kids' hospital if you have to drive a little bit more, assuming your kid's okay for the drive, because that was a whole thing. So they were really good there, and they took good care of her and got her checked in and... You know, we didn't even get there till 8:39 and into a room with a bed. But then they just immediately hooked her up to the oxygen machine, gave her a steroid to help open up her lungs. What happens is her lungs just start to, like, close whenever she gets a virus. And so they had to give her the steroid and then do 2 separate breathing treatments that were 1 hour long each, and then monitor her for a while. So it was about 1:32 whenever we got the, like, all clear. So that was nice because I wasn't prepared to sleep and then have to, like, wait all day. You got to wait for the doctor. It would have been a whole another thing if we would have had to spend the night. So it was good. We got home, and then I'm carrying her home in the middle of the night. Kelly was asleep. I'd sent, like, a text, like, just in case you see this, maybe you can help me carry her. But he was asleep, and as I was carrying her, she vomited everywhere. It was like adding insult to injury at that point. You're like, finally got it home, got her home. And it's middle of the night. I'm so tired. Not that it's about me. But then she threw up everywhere. So I think it was just the medicine, like, all the medicine hitting her. She'd had a lot in her little tummy and everything else. So, but she's good. She's home from school today. And luckily now with Kelly's new flexible job, he can kind of work from home and be with her. So I'm going to go to work here in a little bit after this. And she'll just take the rest of the day to rest. And she's going to her pediatrician tomorrow to see if, you know, make sure everything's okay. But yeah, just another Tuesday night adventure. You know, you think you have everything all planned out and you're getting ready for a nice, easy night. Go to bed early because the night before I wasn't up early because the Stars game and got down the Taylor Swift rabbit hole again, which is, it's the worst. It's my toxic trait is staying up too late, looking at crap on social media. So anyway, last night was supposed to be my catch up on sleep night, but didn't happen, but we're okay. And main thing is Anna's good. And, had to do that. Had to make sure everything was fine. So
of course,
she's good. So thank y'all for doing a studio show today. It just makes it a little easier. I can be home with her and then do the show and then, head out to work. So
yeah, of course. Well, I'm glad sweet Anna is okay. Bless her heart. I know that's not, that can never be fun. We've avoided a lot of that with our kids, with the exception of some broken bones and things like that. Yeah. So I know it's got to be scary when, when breathing and, it's kind of essential, the whole breathing thing.
I know. So I'm like, I don't want this to be a thing.
Very important.
Every time she gets sick. Sure. So we'll figure it out and navigate it. But yeah, thanks.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad she's okay. So I'm back home off the road. Where do we want to start? We want to start with sportsy stuff. Do you want to start with?
Yeah. Just bring it out. Oh my gosh.
You want to start with this?
Wow. Oh my gosh. And it like spins around. What is under there? Is it like a little music box under there? Like a little battery thing spins it?
No, yeah. It has lights and then it turns around.
Holy moly.
And then it just spins.
What is making it
spin?
Isn't
it beautiful?
That is so cool.
It's a little, really, no, it's the jewelry box.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the little.
You can, like a little ballerina.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what do they call those? The things that wind up?
Yeah, like the little music box things that have the little. Oh my gosh, look at you. So, it's so beautiful.
It has my name on it.
I have so many like dumb questions.
So pretty.
Like, is it all like?
Oh, there are snow gun.
Like, what is it made? What is it made of? Is it like real?
I would think diamonds? It's like either platinum or silver. The diamonds are real, so I don't have the.
Oh shit! I threw away something. I think I accidentally threw away the authenticity thing. The and whatever.
Like when? Just
I need
now?
To get that out of the trash right away.
Yeah.
No, because there was two boxes, so I'm keeping this box. But there was another box that box came in. So I did trash that one, but I forgot there's paperwork in there, which I'll go get that out of the trash. All real.
How much would
real.
It cost
it's
to like buy that?
Beautiful. It's not,
how much is it
it's
worth?
It's not the same one as the Players. I don't know. So, but it will get, and I don't know if I will share when I do get that information, but we will get like an appraisal thing because you have to have it for it. Because I'll need to put this on my insurance policy to get it covered under the insurance policy.
I have no idea. Yeah, not like I mean no zero care. It's like I have no idea.
Well, I mean, the Players were worth like $75,000 each.
Wow.
This is not the Players ring. Theirs, you know, has the thing that flips and turns and that can be like all white and there's none of the blue. It's just like all white around the tee, which is also beautiful. I love this and I wouldn't change a thing about it. But so theirs are far more expensive. I don't know how much these are. But it was really weird. Like I posted about this when I got home last night after I got it.
Yeah.
I've been talking about it and kind of not flippantly, but like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a ring, blah, blah, blah. And then when I got it, I felt weird. Like I felt weird. I'm not saying this to like, in some ways you're like, do I really deserve this? Like what? I mean, I didn't hit any baseballs. I didn't pitch. I didn't fill out any lineup cards. I didn't prepare any scouting reports. Like I didn't scrub cleats and wash jock straps, like all that stuff. I'm like, it just felt weird to have it. And so it's so much more about like, to me, this is like just like the biggest sign of gratitude to all those people who actually did really important shit that enabled me to get to have this. Like, it's just crazy. It's silly.
But yeah, it's super cool. And I get like emotional thinking about it because it's like, I mean, so many people had to do so many things in order for this to happen. And I didn't really do anything. So, I mean, I'm grateful for it and I'm going to take it and love it and keep it forever. But it was just a weird little, just a weird feeling. It was, I don't know, it was weird. It was
no,
weird.
No, I know. I'm fine with it. I feel like I can imagine that.
So.
I can imagine that same feeling that you're having. But yeah, I mean, you know, you're part of the team and I think it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool that it's like, so the reporters that like work for the TV network, it's just not the same thing. Like you're a part of the team. They hired you. You're an employee of the team. You are part of what they do on a day-to-day basis. Right. So because somebody who was just doing like pre and post game show would not have gotten that. Right. It's like, because you're a Rangers employee.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you are, yes. I mean, they
and
value
I don't know
you.
How they decided. Yeah, I don't know how they decided who got what and who didn't, whatever. And I don't care. It's none of my business, quite frankly. But I am extremely grateful that I was considered for it. And, you know, because like when I was working in 2010 and 11 and we got American League championship rings, I didn't get either one of those in 10 or 11. And I remember thinking, man, I wish I would have got one, you know. But I get it, especially, you know, 12 years later, I mean, I get it. And you know, but I mean, would I have taken one in 10 and 11? Sure. I'm sure. I don't know that I would have appreciated it like I do now. So anyway, it's super cool. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll just keep it in the beautiful box and, let people see it when they want to and, all that kind of stuff. As soon as I got home last night, my kids were still awake and I walked in to each of their rooms and, you know, they were both just like, oh my gosh, Mom, it's beautiful. And, you know, just super excited.
Oh, how cool.
And Mike was excited. Yeah. So
it is amazing. It is so beautiful.
Yeah. It's beautiful. They did such a beautiful job with it and it's really cool. So I just wanted to share with you.
Yes. No, I love it. And congratulations. Yeah. I feel like it is, it's symbolic of like all of your years and, you know, everything you've put into that job and that organization. So I'm so glad that now you have like a physical artifact that can kind of represent your career, right?
It is. No, you're
it's
exactly
like a,
right.
A pinnacle of your career and all of your hard work that's gone into it. And you can always have pictures and stories but now you have like something that's going to be a treasured item, like that you get to keep forever. So I feel like that's so amazing. Sure. It's so beautiful and I'm happy for you. And I can only imagine how excited the kids must have been. Are you going to let them bring it for show and tell?
Only if it's on me.
Yeah, I'll have to bring their whole mom and be like,
you want to show and tell? You got to take Mom.
Just be like, class, just ignore this human that's standing right here. But I had to bring her in to be able to show
our hand model.
Yeah. Our World Series ring for the Rangers.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that's so awesome.
Super exciting. And kind of like the final little, you know, you milk that World Series championship for, you know, all you can. And so for me, that was like, okay, you know. So anyway, super, super cool. Super, super awesome and great.
Yeah, very awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know you were pumped for that.
Let's get into some sportsiness. Where should we start? Let's start with the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
we're with the Mavs, I guess.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mavs 1-1. They looked way better last night than they did on Saturday or Sunday. They played Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Lost game one, like, real bad.
It was terrible. They never got off the plane.
It was awful. Yeah, it was awful. Yeah,
it was awful.
And then game two, like, it was so physical. I got to watch basically the entire second half because I got home from work. It was so physical. Like, I loved it. And they were being so tough. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Did you catch it? Because you were at the hospital.
I was. We were watching Despicable Me. In children's hospital, but I had the freak playing on my phone, you know, because the Mavs are on the freak. And so I had it up like this and was trying to follow along. And then Despicable Me ended. No, Luca. We watched two movies. There was a movie called Luca that we were watching, and it ended and ended just in time for like the last few minutes. So I convinced Anna to watch the Mavs with me for the last like 5 minutes of the game. So I got to see that on TV. And then I just watched some highlights this morning, you know. So I think I pretty much got the gist of it. And yeah, I know after game one, like the team was saying they needed to be more physical. I feel like every single person and Jason Kidd said that afterwards, and you could tell that that was their whole, you know, that wanted, they wanted that to be their MO going into game two. It's like, don't be scared of the moment. Be physical, be the aggressor and play your game and play defense. And they were a lot better defensively in game two. And everyone was like freaking out about Luka's defense, which is awesome because, you know, you don't hear him praised all the time for his defensive abilities because he's always wowing people with his crazy shots and playmaking and all of that. So, I mean, he did a really good job on like their best players. So, it was exciting. They really needed that. Going down two games and then coming home would have been very terrible. So to have a split series now, 1-1, as they come home for a couple of games, it's like, whole new thing. Like, let's throw that game one out. We've, you know, even the playing field with a winning game two, and we're learning a lot about what it's going to take to beat this Clippers team, which is really good. And Kawhi was even back last night.
Kawhi was even back last night.
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah. And the playoffs are just so awesome, like in every sport, but like you just get so much more, because I'm going to be really honest. Like, I've kept up with the Mavs, but I haven't like watched a ton of Mavs game, but now it's like, I will watch. I mean, I even watched that 25 point thrashing the other night. I mean, you know, on Sunday, dying for them to get back in it and for it to be a game. And so last night when I got home, I thought, if it's like that again, I'm just going to bed. But it was, you know, basically the start of the second half. And I was like, this is a good game. Like, I'm going to stay up and watch it. And so I did. And I was glad that I did. I got to bed later than I wanted to. But I was glad that I, you know, watched it. Same thing with the Stars. Like, fuck, these games are so late.
I know. It's so annoying.
I know. And the Stars, actually, I tried to stay up and I fell asleep. But they were down. They got down 2-0 so early. And then they fought back, and I guess I caught it at, like, I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe it was one, they were only down one goal.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep, and I remember waking up in the middle of the night to pee, which, how, by the way, do you pee in the middle of the night? Is this a thing for everyone?
Yeah.
You do?
I mean, most times, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like, is there something we can do about that? Like,
a diaper?
They diaper? I'm saying that. Have you seen that there's like a meme or something on social media that's like the amount of time you spend in bed thinking about, like, can I survive? Can I make it until morning without wetting the bed?
Yeah.
Can I tough this out, or do I need to pull the trigger and go ahead and get up out of bed? Like, I will lay there for 10 minutes and be like,
what do I think? How do I think?
Can I do it? Can I hold on to it? Can I make it to morning? It's 3:30. I got two more hours. I can do it. I can. And then, like, I'm like, just fucking get up and go to the bathroom, you freak. What's wrong with you?
Why does getting up from bed feel like the worst thing in the world?
And get back in bed. It's like you're climbing Mount Everest. Like, don't have time for it now. Don't have the strength or the energy to get out of my bed and walk 15 feet to the toilet and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, what a moron I am. Like,
I think we all do it, though. Yeah. You're like, no, I'm good. I don't need to go. Oh, maybe I need to go. Maybe I feel a little bit. Yeah. No, I'm good. No, I need to go. No, I can fight through it.
You're like doing math in your head. How many ounces of water did I drink before bed?
Yes.
How full is my bladder?
Why is that?
I don't know. What a kind of freaks are we?
Yeah. I'm glad
it's not just me, though. That makes me feel better.
No, it's not. It's like very hard to get out of bed for anything. And that's why when you're like, when you have newborns, it's the worst. Like,
oh my gosh,
when you hear them screaming, and it's that same feeling like that we now don't even want to get up out of bed to go pee. It's that same exact level of sleep that we're in, but it's your kid that's like, ah, help me.
And the amount of like, the amount of time we're willing to power through somebody screaming at the top of their lungs, just thinking it's gonna go away.
Yeah.
Because we're too fucking lazy to just take our ass out of bed and go take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Yeah. Well, because we're sleeping, damn it. We're sleeping. We only get so much time to like not worry about life.
I know.
To be only time. The only time that you have to not worry about life is when you're asleep.
Sleeping.
No. And when that gets woken up, whether it's to pee or take care of a baby or anything, it sucks. Because my problem is like, I think I know if I go pee, I've stopped like bringing my phone. Because like, then you start, if you look at your phone, you're doomed. Like in the middle of your pee break, in the middle of the night, and you just start scrolling.
And then you're going to look at Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce makeout videos.
I don't know. I'm over the makeout videos. I'm over
those. You're so PDA. Okay, right, let's finish the stars before we get back to this. Sorry, I sidetracked us. So I did check my phone after the bathroom break. And I saw that the stars lost, and it made me sad. And now I want them to win again. And so they play tonight. We're
deep
recording. The stars lost.
You should get a spot on Stars Live. You go sit there with Sevi.
You know who would really appreciate my hot sports opinion? Razor. Daryl Razor Ray. Hey, Razor, give me a call if you want me to come pop on the broadcast.
This was your analysis. It was, I decided to watch the game. And when I started watching, they were down by one. And then I fell asleep. And then I got up to pee with a whole aside about everything that you thought about before you got up to pee and the whole debate. And then you did check your phone because you wanted to see if the stars won, and you saw that they lost. And so you were sad.
I was very sad.
You were sad, and you hope that they win the next game. That's beautiful, Emily. That's beautiful.
Follow me for hot stars opinions.
Let's get you a job on The Athletic.
Hockey.
I'm just teasing you.
Tease away. I mean, we all know I don't know shit about hockey, but I love the Stars.
I love that you love the Stars,
and I love playoff hockey. And I'm all in on our local teams. Like let's go, everybody. Let's everybody get a ring. Let's go. I want all the rings for everybody.
Yeah. Are you all in like Jerry, or are you really all in?
Oh my God. Did you listen to any of that disaster?
Yes. He's such a Met. Like, he's a cartoon character at this point.
Is there anyone in his life that tells him, Jerry,
no,
you're not making any sense?
I don't think so.
There's not. Well, God bless him.
I mean, they're probably just like, let the man have his fun. Yeah. Like, he's however old, like, just let him have fun. He's just floating around at this point.
Yeah,
just floating around and saying words.
I mean, the words he puts together are something.
Yeah.
How's
your draft analysis packet?
Oh my gosh. I'm only at round two, so I've got to hurry up. I mean, my mock.
The clock is a ticking.
It is. And my mock is only two rounds strong, and there's what, seven rounds, I think.
Yeah.
I gotta get to work. I mean,
yeah. How's your mock looking?
I mean, it's,
like, who do you have? Like, are we trading down, or are we using our pick, first pick?
I mean, I think probably just trade up and get the best.
We should see if we could get the number one pick.
Should I? Yeah, Caleb Williams, right?
Yeah,
we could go number one.
Yeah, take that, Dak.
Okay, well, maybe. So if the Stars gig doesn't work out for me, I could just jump onto the Cowboys.
You're all set. Yeah.
Can you imagine if they let me in the war room?
I think you might have more to say than some of the people that are in the war room than Jerry Jones. Jeff did. I don't know a ton about any of this really, but I do listen to Jeff talk about it a lot, and he's very into it. And he told a story about like how one of the other teams said that they basically called the Cowboys about a trade last year, and like Jerry, like the Cowboys were like, "Oh, we're busy. We can't talk right now." Like they didn't even answer the phone. They were like distracted by like a TV show or something.
Like Jerry's doing his homework. He can't talk.
Like
right
they didn't
now.
Even like listen to the trade. Like they were just like, no, we're good. Like that's why I'm saying I think you in the war room might be better.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know.
But listen, sports is fun. Sports is fun.
It gives us summation.
And then they follow me for all your general sports information. All right, let's move on to other stuff. No one looks at sports knowledge.
No, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
I had a couple of things that I sent you that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you did.
First of all, I forgot to tell Miss Vicky to stop getting Lunchables. So we're just going to get through what's in the fridge, and then we'll. But the pizzas are still kind of right, and the nachos. Yeah.
Yeah, we think the pizzas and the nachos. I have no idea. Like, I have not gone back and read anything since our last conversation.
I feel like a lot of people from that clip that Ashley put out, people are like, oh, shit. Oh, no, not the Lunchables.
There's the people like us that are like, no, and like love that your reaction was, fuck. And then there's the people that are like, y'all are disgusting. Bad moms. Do you know how much sodium is in them? If you eat a Lunchable, it's still in your stomach 20 years later.
Commented, you leave a Lunchable out in the sun for like 40 days, it won't change at all.
It's just turkey. It's just meat and crackers and cheese.
It's probably not, but that's the whole point. I don't think it's real meat. Like,
what is it?
I don't know. AI meat.
They said it's turkey on the thing.
Right fast. So, you know, poo-poo on Lunchables, I get it, lead, it's bad. But we're 3D, we're talking about 3D printing steaks, okay?
So,
tell me how this all makes sense.
Yep, nothing, it doesn't.
We can't eat a Lunchable, but we're going to 3D print some steaks. Like, I
haven't heard about that. Like, they're going to bypass the cow?
I don't know, maybe I made it up. I feel like I saw that. Like, they're going to start 3D printing food and stuff.
They're trying to 3D print everything.
Yeah.
They're going to try to 3D print us before we know it.
Well, I wish somebody would 3D print me.
They're going to 3D print. I need like three of me. So if you could 3D print one of me to go to work, 3D print one of me to go to the hospital with the daughter, 3D print one of me to satisfy my husband.
Just went there and I love it.
And then the real me can just effing sit on the couch. Just watch a movie or something.
You want a sex robot for Kelly?
Oh gosh, don't tell him. Don't tell anybody.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Not really. There's just a lot that we have to do. And so I could use 3D printed versions of me to do all the things.
No, Emily's right. They are 3D printing steaks.
Okay.
How?
So how does a 3D printed steak work? To put it simply, machines print out three-dimensional steaks layer by layer based on designs. This already sounds terrible as it is.
What are they using real meat?
It says typically the fibrous muscle components are printed by an extrusion process whereby ingredients are pushed through a nozzle. Inkjet printing is used to disperse liquid ingredients, so like myoglobin and juice, and binder jetting can be employed. Sorry, my dogs. Employed to distribute powdered ingredients, so sugar, proteins, powders. For cultivated 3D printed steaks. Okay. Bioprinting is proving to be a promising technology.
You're making a swigger wine, Ashley.
I also found something else where it talked about that they are that they're plant based, not actually not steak based.
Okay, no, so it's plant based steaks.
Oh, okay.
It's all a moot point. Who wants that?
Okay.
Just eat. Just eat.
Right. Okay. So this is what. Okay. So it brings me to my next point. We're all. So I went on a social media thing too. It was a Taylor and Travis, but. How do you tell what's real? How do you tell real stuff anymore on social media?
Because of all the AI stuff?
Yeah. Yes. There's some accounts. I feel like they look like. They look legit but they've got these ridiculous headlines and they're like, they capitalize every word. So I'm like, yeah, what's that? Like, that's kind of a telltale sign.
Yeah. I've seen that on Facebook a lot.
On Facebook a ton.
Like just complete fake stories.
Yes. Totally fake stories. Like not even real. And I see a lot of them, and this is my fault because, you know, I'm a big reality TV show person, Bravo, like Vanderpump Rules, Southern Charm, Summer House, like that's my jam. Guilty pleasure. I feel like there's so many around that whole, the whole Bravo universe. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like, and then, you know, sometimes I'll get on where I'll watch somebody's reel and then I'll just keep, and then like 2 hours later, I'm still doing this. And I'm like, what am I doing? And then some of the things that people are putting out on social media are so dumb. And I'm like, are we just doing anything now? We're just doing anything. And who is actually entertained by this? I don't know. I'm like, we're doomed. Like in general, as a society, the mindless, weird stuff that people are putting out there. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of this too, that I mean, I'm sure some of the stuff I put out there, people are like, she's an idiot.
No, but you're a real human.
I don't, like, it's just so weird.
It's so weird and it's going to get weirder. Yeah. And well, you know, my thing that my feeds and my algorithms all attack me about is Travis and Taylor. So I'll see like these total fake articles, like things that never happened with the two of them, with like fake, like a picture of him from this and a picture of him, her from that, like smashed together, like they're hanging out. And it's like a whole fake article. But you're right. It's like the first letter of each word's capitalized.
Watch.
And I've tried to say on at least Facebook when I see that stuff, like less, because you can say like less of this, like less of things like this, and try to get it out of there. But yeah, it's all just like infiltrating so much. It's so bad. It's so weird.
It's very weird. It's very unnerving. It's very, I don't know. It's just, I feel like we're just getting dumber and dumber by the day.
We are. Did you hear my segment? I think it was last week. I told the guys about an AI beauty pageant. That was happening.
No,
it's like people make now like these AI like women influencers, and they are getting paid lots of money. They'll create like this perfect woman, and then businesses will sponsor her to have the woman go to their business on social media, but it's like a not a real woman. And now there's going to be an AI woman beauty pageant of like all of these top like AI influencer type people, and they're all going to compete against each other.
Up? Like, where is this happening in the virtual universe? Is there a hotel? Like, where is this
virtual universe? And even like some of the judges are other AI influencers.
Oh my gosh,
it's insane! It's insane. But those people are making money from this, and like they're getting jobs.
Yeah, and I heard somebody talking about like some concert that's a hologram. Like it's a hologram concert, and I'm like, what?
I know. I know.
Is it all too advanced for us and we're just dumb? Because it's all over my head.
Yeah.
It terrifies me.
I don't know that it's too advanced and we're dumb. I think we just are fine living in reality and we're not interested in that kind of thing. But like, I think younger kids growing up and all that, it's going to be a whole deal. Like,
I know.
Everyone's just going to sit in their little chair with their video game and their headset and like not really go do anything ever because they're going to fake go do things on the internet. I don't know.
Fake go do things. So that brings me to another thing I wanted to talk about, which is have you heard of Facetune? And I'm sure this has been around for 850 years and I'm just now hearing about it because I'm old and crusty, whatever.
Do what? Okay. Facetune has been around for a decade, which is a decade too long. So Facetune is where people take a picture and then they put it into Facetune and they look perfect. Not
totally
as
different.
Perfect as they can get. Like, oh, take away my wrinkles, take away the bags under my eyes, take away this, take away, make my teeth white, whatever. And it's like, do you ever plan on seeing any of these people who follow you on social media in person? And it's going to scare the shit out of them because you look nothing like that.
Yeah.
I just like ladies, especially us ladies, especially like as a woman with a daughter, like shoot me in the head. Sorry, that's very drastic. Slap me across the face if I ever do something like that and what that shows my daughter that
that you're not enough.
Right.
You're not
so
okay.
I'm gonna put this image of me in Facetune and make me look super hot and 20 years younger. Because I'm not, ladies, what are we doing? What are we doing with Facetune? Yeah. What kind of message are we sending not only to the people who follow us, but like what message are we sending to like young girls who we're trying to raise to be confident and secure in themselves? And I don't
know,
it flipped me out. I don't know how I didn't know about this before.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I was with somebody last week and they were like, oh yeah, she Facetunes everything. And I was like, what? Facetune? I was like, how do you know? She's like, can you not tell? Her pictures don't look anything like what she looks like in person. And I was like,
oh gosh,
I never really thought about it. And you know, cause I'm not,
and that's how you slowly are morphing into the AI version of yourself.
Right. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so weird.
It is weird. And I think it was like Adobe Ash, one of the Adobe apps when I was editing something with a photo, and it was like, it just popped up. It wasn't even like you had to click on, it was like, okay, so you've done your lighting filter. Now do your body filter or whatever. And you can like squeeze your like stomach and like make yourself look skinnier, make your face look thinner. It's like, this is insane.
Yeah. So I will say one thing I do to every something photo like I take basically. Is have you ever seen the, I probably have already done it. So have you ever seen this, on the edit button. So you hit edit, I'll revert it. So it's back.
Revert.
So, cause
you like that one, like that one button that kind of makes everything.
The magic wand.
Yeah. You taught me about the magic wand.
And then there's the little magic wand button. And what it does is it just lightens it gives you the best lighting for the picture.
Yeah.
I do that to basically every picture.
Me too.
It just improves it a little
bit. You showed me the magic wand, and that's all I do now.
That is the only thing I do. I don't know.
Right.
But then I don't know. I mean, it makes the lighting better, but I'm not like, I mean, the first thing I would do in that face tune is bring these suckers down.
But that would look weird. You need to just look like yourself.
Yeah, it's fine. It is what it is. Also, too, maybe we're just old and we don't give a... You know,
I would get rid of my tech neck.
I hate that.
Same.
Yeah, that's my one thing that drives me nuts.
I know. Isn't there something they can do about that?
Yeah.
But I guess people could say like, well, you're vain because you got a boob job.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Or you get Botox. True. It is true.
Yeah, but it's not the same as fake changing your whole look on pictures
for a picture. Like I guess there's some level of, it's not like I'm trying to say like, you know, that I'm Little Miss.
Right. But that's where you're all of a sudden,
it's just creeping
into not reality. Weird.
Exactly. And that's, I guess my whole point is like, God, the social media thing is crazy and scary. And where is it going? And what are we doing? People.
So I think it really attacked like the 20 something generation, because the older you get, the less you care anyways. But like in my 20s, that was a hard go-to. But nowadays it's like, F it. Like, why does it matter? I feel like part of it though is like you just see all these supposed like girls out there who just look so good and you look like this and their bodies look like that and you don't look like that. And now that we're getting into like a more body positive era anyways, I think you're starting to see it kind of like tinker out. But women who were from like mine and Julie's and your generation, where like it was drilled into us, like I had a mother that drilled a very specific body image into me. So for like me in my 20s, it was like, fuck, I need to look like that. But I think we're kind of moving away from it, hopefully. Just
yeah,
our generation.
I guess the whole thing for me is like, I don't have the energy to put in that much work, especially if I'm going to, I mean, I've been told so many times over the course of my 25-year television career, like either A, wow, you look so much better in person, or B, you look so much better on TV or whatever, that I'm like, I don't want to set the bar too high. Like, I'm not trying to look all good in social media and then you see me and are like, dang, girl, what happened to you? You know,
they just keep walking because they don't recognize you.
Yeah, like, let's keep those expectations.
I'm looking for Emily Jones.
Let's keep those expectations down here.
Yeah.
Very easy to get over them if you just set them real low. So anyway, I don't know. That was just,
I'm with you.
About that. Yeah. So thumbs down to Faithtoon, in my opinion.
Yeah. Same.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, and I don't know if you have this with your kids, and I don't know if it's just because mine are older and the kind of the stage of the life that they're in. Both of my children want basically two dinners. They want dinner at 5 o'clock when they get home from school, and then they want it again at 9. And it's making me absolutely insane.
I remember.
Sometimes I'll make dinner. You know, everything's out. Everything's ready. Let's eat. And
at
then,
five.
Yes, we eat early. So either, you know, when you get into the sports season of your kids' lives, it's like you're either eating at 5 or you're eating at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so we eat at 5 basically every day. I mean, they come home starving after school. So then we eat and I'm like, okay. And then also too, this also selfishly has to do with my OCD because I'm like, clean up the kitchen, get everything ready for bed, you know, sit down on the couch and enjoy a glass of wine while I watch a show or sporting event or whatever. And then it's like 9 o'clock and Henry's coming in from hitting and he's like, I'm starving. And I'm like, I lost it. Another night I was like, listen, I'm not doing two dinners. For anybody, okay? You need to eat more. We don't have the dinner out. And he's like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm like, I'm just telling you I'm hungry.
Well, the only reason I took it out on him is because an hour earlier, his sister did the same thing.
So oh hungry.
And I'm like, so you should have
like
more.
Four dinners.
You should have eaten more. Yeah.
Yeah, mine will start to do that, like right at bedtime, saying they're hungry. I'm like, well, but...
No.
Why didn't you eat more? Why did you say you weren't hungry then?
I know.
I guess you could just do like a big something at 5 and then like leftovers at 9 if they want it. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I guess.
Like instead of making two separate things, just make double of whatever and then they can just eat the same thing again.
Intermittent fasting?
Right. You're supposed to go 16 hours, bro.
Dude, you open your window this morning at 8 a.m. You're supposed to cut it off.
Yeah, your window is long gone, buddy. Go to sleep.
I don't know. So anyway, I guess that's what I'm... And I think maybe summertime it will be better because they'll be, you know, eating lunch at home. And I just think they, you know, I don't know if they're eating a ton at school. And, you
Mine
know,
come home. I mean, they always have come home from school so hungry.
Yeah.
Starving. And then, yeah, we're getting in all the sports too. So it's kind of the same deal on our end. But I'm like, I waltz in at 6:30. I'm like, how'd everybody do? I'm not a part of this scene because I'm at work. But
I will say the dinner thing. I mean, Mike asked me this morning, and I'm going to work tonight. So what are we doing? What are we doing for dinner tonight? I'm like,
oh my
gosh.
I don't
know what you're doing for dinner. I'm going to be at the ballpark.
Right.
Figure it out. Actually, he's going to eat dinner at his mom's because the kids are going to be at his mom's today. But anyway, it's just
so his mom is going to feed him.
And I think it's because I suck as a cook.
Yeah,
I'm not good at it.
Same.
So I think dinner.
It takes a lot of time and energy to be good at that. Weird. Like you have to have all the ingredients. You have to go to the store. You have to plan. Then you have to have like one or at least hour to like get it all ready and cook. Yeah. Put it in the oven.
People that are like,
just don't have time for that.
Oh, make dinner with items you have in your pantry. No.
No.
No, I don't have lentils in my pantry.
No. My pantry has... No.
I don't
Our
have
pantries
those.
Have Lunchables, what? Man.
Like...
We don't have that stuff. No, I'm with you, Em.
We're good at other things. Cooking's not one of them.
Well...
Okay,
at least that's what we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
Let it... We're trying. There you go.
What are you talking about?
I think we've covered everything in the world.
I think we have.
Is it?
Okay, well, thanks to Coppola.
We worked through a lot there.
We did.
Cheers to Coppola.
Cheers to Coppola. Got me through this one.
And we need to make our plans for the Charles Schwab Challenge is coming up, speaking of Coppola. And we need to make our plans. It's like basically a month from today-ish. Because today is April 24th. Yeah, so that weekend, like that May, it's Anna's birthday weekend. It's usually, or it's when I think most schools are out.
Memorial Day weekend, yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
They're the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. I really hope you and Kelly can come over. We can have a slumber party. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's look at
and they're also, we've been talking to Coppola about helping with our Do It for Dirt event, which is coming up November 8th. Super excited about that. So thanks to Coppola. They're the best.
Yes. Always willing to help. Thank you so much. Thanks for following Coppola. Us around to our remote studio.
Coppola helps you cope.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next week, big show. We'll be back in studio, health permitting. And
so Maddie Seeker's going to be with us.
Yay. I'm excited to meet her.
She's so awesome. She's so cool.
And like, that's a big move they had to do from California to here. And I always like hearing the other side of it. Like, tell me about packing up your whole life and moving.
Yeah.
Like,
her and Corey have been together since they were like two, like not really two. Wow. Like so they've been together forever, and she's just the sweetest thing.
That is sweet.
So I'm super excited to have Maddie on our show next week. So
that'll be fun. I know when the Rangers will keep on cruising.
I know. Yeah. It's been a little like roller coastery.
Yeah.
Like not a big roller coaster, but like the mini mine train. Like we're just kind of,
No, and that's okay. But, still second in the division or whatever. First before yesterday's game. So still right there.
Hovering around 500, but it's early. It's okay. All right. Well, I'm glad Anna's okay.
Thank you.
Get to work. And I will see you next week.
We'll talk to you on the radio, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to you on the radio.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
All right. Later, taters.
Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.